Thank you, Pastor Robin. Good morning, everybody. Did y'all have a good Christmas? Eat a lot of food? Probably too much food like I did. Kind of feeling a little bit bloated this morning. But we can always look forward to New Year's, right, where we make all those resolutions and say, okay, I'm going to get healthy and I'm going to exercise. And you do that for a couple of weeks, right? If just, okay, forget it. It's too much trouble. But I want to talk about that this morning. I want to talk about diet and exercise because I really do think it's important. You know, God entrusts us to be good stewards over his resources. And part of those resources is our body. So it's incumbent on us to take care of it. And of course, there's also, we're made physical and spiritual. There's two components of us. And so those two developments of physical life and spiritual life run hand in hand. They track real closely. So I want to talk about that this morning. And to start off with, I want to invite Daniel Haggerty up here. I'm going to talk to him a little bit. And Pastor Robin, you might as well come up too. Daniel and his wife Michelle own Metroflex Gym here in San Marcos. And if you haven't met Daniel, he's a good guy. He really is. I'm always intimidated by him. I look at him and I'm like, oh, man. It doesn't look real good for me. I always wondered, is that guy really as strong as he looks? And hang on just a minute. I'm going to tell a story on you here. And so I found out in October when that flood came through the San Marcos River, got up, it flooded their house out. It was horrible. And Michelle had just had their baby like a week before. Now the house is full of muddy water. And so a bunch of us got together and went over and helped them clean it out and move the furniture out and stuff. I got there a little late because I was working in another house. But when I got over there, I found out how strong he was. Michelle walked up and said, honey, we need to take this chest of drawers out here. It's ruined. It's full of stuff. He's a wise man. He said, sure, baby, sure. And he goes over to it and facing sideways, he puts one hand on the back and one on the front and picks it up like it's a piece of styrofoam, walks out in the yard, set it down. I said, oh, my God, that guy really is this strong. You probably forgot all about that, didn't you? You probably didn't even know you did it. That's just who he is. I mean, it's him. No big deal, right? So how do you get to be as strong and as healthy as you are? I'm sure it has to do with your diet and exercise of some sort.
It's just consistency is the key, really. Just years of being steady with it.
Can y'all hear him?
Just because consistency of sticking with it. And I mean, I've had my setbacks, I've had injuries, I've had, you know, with having kids and all and a large family, it takes time away from my goals. But in the end, it's just, I get it in when I can. There's no secret. It is. It just comes out of consistency.
Gotcha. So what about your diet?
Well, for the most part, I follow a 90-10 rule. I try to eat right 90% of the time. 10% of the time, I eat what I want. I mean, most of y'all probably seen this many times at the drive-thru through Whataburger or yeah. Eating out. I mean, I enjoy my food like everybody else, but for the most part, I try to eat properly, eat more natural foods, locally grown, things like that. I enjoy my sweeteners, my coffee creamers and everything
gotcha.
Else, but I for the most part, I try to stick to the basics.
Gotcha. Okay, now I asked Pastor Robin to come up here because he's a student of Daniel. You like the leaner, trimmer, new Pastor Robin? You're going to need a microphone.
Yeah, so a few months ago, I went into the gym. I've been a member of the gym ever since you opened it. How many years has it been now?
Almost four. Next month will be 4 years. Or
5 years.
5 years.
Wow, that's awesome. Being a small business owner is not easy.
No, it's not.
So now you guys are on Riverside over there by Herbert's. Might as well give you a good plug here we're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Metroflex. All right, so I came into the office and I said, look, I'm ready to really get serious and lose some fat, gain some muscle. And you put me on a plan, that 90-10 plan, and it included exercise almost every day. But it started off very easy. 30 minutes a day, a walk. That's it. Just a walk, go on a brisk walk, 30 minutes a day. And that's enjoyable, and it's not hard to do. You just make time to do it. But then the difficult part, and probably the most important part, is what you put in. And lean meats and vegetables and no sugars and fatty stuff and fried stuff. And so that's what I do. I eat, I'm in the altar here, so I got to be honest about what I'm eating and in front of my trainer. And Christmas Day, all bets were off, man. I ate everything that was in front of me on Christmas Day. But that was my 10% day. But I do eat, when I sit down, I try to eat about 5 to 6 ounces of lean meat, which is turkey, chicken, fish, lean beef. And then I'll eat 5 ounces or half a cup of either vegetables or quality carbohydrates, which are brown rice. I feel like I'm gonna pop quiz here. Brown rice.
It's like your whole grains. Like you got your brown rice, white rice, which either or. You got your whole wheat pastas. You've got your sweet potatoes, baked potatoes, different things. Just you try to. I just try to tell people avoid processed foods as much as possible.
Like, yeah.
And one of the things I tell everybody, and I've told you, if it comes in a bag, a can, or a box, don't eat it. You want to try and get something where it's more close to where it came out of the ground as possible.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing on what we've talked about with on a spiritual note. It's same thing on a spiritual and physical level. Whatever you put in your body is what you're going to get out of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you want to be healthy, you've got to put healthful foods in your body. If you want to have a good strong spiritual sense, you've got to have that mindset and put that in your body.
Yeah. So over I've been at it 6 months now, and I've lost 20 pounds of fat. And gained a lot of muscle.
He has abs.
But you have exercise.
But I've exercised a lot. But what I want to say before I leave is that my appetite has changed and my habits have truly changed. Whereas I was telling you on Christmas, you know, like I sat down and I ate a piece of pecan pie and enjoyed it. But I knew that tomorrow was a new day, back to the plan, back to the new lifestyle that I have. And so it's interesting how you can have a desire to kind of have some of those things, but you know you're locked into this new way of life and this new habit that is just becomes easier the further you go along. And it's also easier when you're around people that are doing the same thing. And you have people in your life that can speak into your life. And I send him pictures of myself. He has blackmail pictures of me. So I trust that those aren't going to be on Facebook or anything like that.
We got one.
Okay, no.
Okay, thanks, guys. Exercise. Talk to me about that. Just you were saying the other day that you have a regime you do, and also with the food you start out in incremental doses. You don't expect the Pastor Robin to come up and immediately be on.
Whenever I start a plan with a client, I try to tell them it's about moderate change. You're not going to just flip the switch overnight and just be healthy. It's about you taking a lifelong bad habits, and instead of trying to fix it all overnight, you just pick one thing. For instance, Elizabeth, her biggest thing was. What we found out at the beginning was she didn't eat breakfast. And she just woke up, she wasn't hungry. And then that would cause other ripple effects throughout the day of her having bad habits. So we just focused on, I told her, I don't care what you eat when you wake up in the morning, just eat something, whether it be a piece of fruit, granola bar, whatever. And so she did that for a while. And I told her, I don't care what you eat for lunch, I don't care what you eat for dinner, I just want to focus on that. And so several weeks went by, and finally she texted me one morning, or I don't know if you text me or it was one of our training sessions. She came up and she's like, I woke up this morning, I was hungry. I wanted to eat.
So you work your way into
it,
basically.
Yeah, you slowly work your way into it. I mean, it's like when you give your life over to Christ, it doesn't just overnight fix itself.
Yeah, that's right.
It takes steps. It takes progress.
Just go ahead and preach, Brother Dan. You got it. Go ahead. It's just about consistency
and taking one bad habit, fixing it, and then focusing on the next. And so, and that's where it is a life change. It's not just a fad thing. It's not just a 30-day thing. It's a life change.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I guess you can take that. I got married here. All right. They've only given me 20 minutes. Okay, you probably wonder why in the world we do that on Sunday morning. Well, the truth is, like I said earlier, that God made us spiritual and physical. And when we're born, we know the natural birth process. We land on the table and we're naked and helpless and depend on our mother to feed us her wonderful milk to grow strong. After we get a little bit older, start feeding us solid food, you know, the mashed up carrots and peas and that kind of stuff. I remember when our kids were small and our grandkids, they called on me to feed them a few times. Feed them? Well, I got a couple of spoonfuls in their mouth, and then out it came all over everybody. They don't like those mashed up peas and carrots. So you resort to the airplane trick, you know. Here comes the airplane. Hey, open up. And they open up, and it's all cute, and they eat, and you spoon feed them. But after a while, you celebrate that moment when they start feeding themselves. And again, they get it all over them, and it's a big mess, but it's great. It's a milestone. And the same thing should be true with us spiritually. We're born in this world physically. We're also born spiritually, but we're spiritually broken. And that's a result of Adam and Eve in the garden. So Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, if you want to enter the kingdom, you must be born again. Born of the water and the spirit. I'm going to assume for the time's sake that most of the folks here in this 8:15 service have experienced that. You have been born again, and God's spirit has entered into your soul. Ah, boy. There you go. Thank you. My iPad went off. Pastor Robin knows about that. What we need to do is we need to learn to feed ourselves. And folks, I don't know if you know about it, but there is an elephant in the room a lot of times in Christian circles. We were born again. God's presence does come into our life. It is a life-changing experience. And if you haven't done it, I plead with you, please do it. Seek Him. Find Him. Get His presence into your life. It's transforming. It's a whole new life. And the first time that happens, you'll be amazed how different you see life. But if you don't ever eat again, what happens? You go back to being the way you were. At least that was made the case with me, and I'm assuming that everybody's kind of the same. So we learn to feed ourselves. But, you know, it's pretty disgusting to think of an adult having to be spoon-fed when they're healthy. But yet, I don't know how many times I've heard mature Christians say, I can't wait to get to Sunday so I can get fed. It's the same thing. So if you just come to Sunday morning service occasionally and the pastor spoon-feeds you a little bit of food, or Sister Lazy up here says, come on, folks, let's worship God. She's spoon-feeding you worship. And so you sing and clap your hands because that's what you do. If it doesn't come from your heart and you truly worship God, you're just getting fed. You need to do it for yourself. Seek Him. Worship Him. Read the Word. Feed yourself. I don't want to shock you, but I want to show you what it looks like in the spiritual realm for those people who only come to church on Sunday and that's their only contact with God. God, would you put this first picture up here? That's sad. It's a kid in the South Sudan who has not eaten in a long time. He's still alive. Still has life and breath in him. But what kind of life is that? It's not very functional. Thank you. It's the same way with us. That's how God sees the people who, they have life, yes. But they're not getting any nourishment. They're sure not getting any exercise. I know most of us here are not in that shape. You feed yourself. You've grown up and you've developed some muscle structure and you have health in you. And I would like the guys to put up this next picture. This is most of us. This was me for 55 years here. Super Christian. Looks good, doesn't he? Got some nice muscles. I mean, he's definitely alive. He has he's moving around and he can function, you know. He's getting some good food. This guy in the spiritual realm probably, he's a lot like us. He comes to all the services and he gives his tithes. He's probably going to go down to Guatemala on a missions trip. You know, he's doing his thing. He probably will even come to the disciple. By the way, in January, we're going to have a disciple. And please, if you've never been to it, sign up for that thing. It's incredible food. But this was me for 55 years. I ate the right things, but I didn't get any exercise spiritually. I just came to church and sat on the pew. I never got up here for sure. I would have a heart attack if I had to get up here. I never exercised, but instead I depended on my suit of religion to cover me. You know, I looked right. All the things were there. I just didn't get any exercise. So what I want you to think about today is get some spiritual exercise. And what is that? I tell you, for me to be up here this morning is spiritual exercise. This is not my comfort zone. And when they told me about it a month ago, I said, sure, whatever God wants to do, I'll do it. So I had to start praying and reading and the word and thinking about it. And all that stuff focused me closer to God. This sermon came to me whenever I saw Daniel pick that thing up. And I thought, wow, that's real muscles there. And then I thought of Avery used to have a little Spider-Man suit. And I thought, man, perfect sermon. So it came to me in October, but I never had an opportunity to get it out of me. So this is flexing spiritual muscles. So how does that happen? Hebrews 5 and 14, I think we have that verse we can put up there. It says, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have had their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You exercise that sense when God's presence comes into your soul. Don't just revert back to who you used to be. Feed yourself some good balanced diet like Daniel was talking about. If you don't, whenever it's time to pick up that chest of drawers in the spiritual realm, when somebody needs some help, they come to you and say, I've got this problem in my life. You'll have nothing. You may look right. You may have all the muscles sewn on right because you're religious. But if you don't have those muscles developed in the presence of God and you push them out, as his prayers works through you, there's nothing you can give those people. So when that little nudge comes and the coworker says, I've got a problem with my life. If you've been praying and reading the word and fasting and talking to God and your focus is on him and not this horizontal world, you have something to give them. There'll be a little nudge in the spirit. Talk to them. You start talking and God's words will roll out of you. You don't have to rehearse it. It's just natural. That's who you are. You just pick that chest up and move it. It's just normal. It's not something you have to drum up and spit and snort and carry on. It's just normal. It's just who we are. Unfortunately, most of us are like that guy in the costume, though. It wasn't until God brought Brother Arnie Simonson into my life that I realized I saw him, that guy in the spirit that looked like Daniel in the flesh. And I realized, that's the guy I say I am, but I'm really not him. I'm really a fake. I just talk about it. And God impressed me at that point to go on a fast for 30 days, not from food, but from the media, from TV and news magazines, articles. And, hey, I'm a news junkie. I like to watch Bill O'Reilly out there talk about, you know, whatever, and get all stirred up. America's going to pot, you know, and just cranks me up. You feed on that stuff. And I like the news. Nothing wrong with the news. Some people are into sports, love sport. Man, just great. Know who's playing? I have no clue. That's not my thing. Nothing wrong with sports. What do you spend your time on? What do you think about? Here's a good way to find out. Are you using your spiritual muscles? What occupies your thoughts? Do you do that 90-10 rule that Daniel was talking about? I would be so brave to say if we flip that over and said we gave God 10% of our time, we'd probably feel like we were doing pretty good. Not necessarily the 90. So I don't want to end this on a negative note, but New Year's is coming. Think about it, folks. Exercise your spiritual muscles. Focus on God. Don't just sit there in the pew and expect somebody to feed you and think you're going to be a healthy Christian. You won't be. You'll starve to death. Learn to feed yourself. And we have all kinds of resources here at this place to help you do that. Get involved. Find Jesus Christ again if you haven't already. And let him become Lord of your life. And let him become your life. So I'd like to ask Pastor Robin to come back up here and close this out for me. Okay. Let's pray. Oh, sweet Jesus, I thank you, God, for your presence that I feel. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters this day, God. They're honest, Lord Jesus, and they want your presence in their souls. God, I ask you to let this get down inside of them and take root. Let it become who you are, Lord Jesus. Let them eat your flesh and let that word become who they are. So we never have to be fake again. And the elephant won't be in the room. We will know you and we will function healthily and you will be our king. And God, I ask you to walk with my brothers and sisters this day in Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our heart longs for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit. Sing with us. Come here.
Lead us today. Speak to us today. Show us, God. I pray as I stand here and speak to those in the building and even those watching online this morning, each and every one of us have a unique relationship with you, and I pray, God, that you would speak to each one of us. How could each one of us take this word today and apply it to our life specifically? Some of us have not gotten into your word. I pray in 2016, we would get into your word, those of us that have not done that, to find a way to get into the word of God. There's some folks in here today that don't have a daily habit to talk to you, pray to you. God, I pray today you'll put it in our hearts, God. Thank you for the word through Rob Steele today, God. Let it resonate into our body, soul, and spirit today, God, that we would have time, we would carve out time every day to spend with you in prayer. Let there be a hunger for it, God. Let there be a desire for it. Let it become who we are. Let it become a part of our new nature. To clothe ourselves with your word, with conversations with you, God. I pray that there's folks in the room here today, those watching, that have never really fasted. You've never gone without food, or like my dad said, without something that's normal, something we watch or entertained by. God, show us how to fast in 2016 so that we can really consecrate ourselves and understand. God, I pray in Jesus' name, you lead us and guide us this morning. Some of us might need to interact with others and be open to share our faith with others. Maybe we're timid or shy or insecure, and being a witness, being a testimony to what you have done for us in our lives. God, may we embrace that and welcome that opportunity to speak into other people's lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's many, many other ways. There's many other facets to our relationship with you, God, to be disciplined, to be connected to you, God. I pray that you will lead the way, God, and connect us with one another. In Jesus' name, that we might find that path and walk in it. Would you stand with me this morning? I want to pray a prayer, a blessing over you all. And then if you would like further prayer this morning, my dad will be available at the front. Some of our other pastors will be available at the front this morning to pray with you as long as you would like. If you'd like to be baptized today on the final Sunday of 2015. We baptize after every single service. So if you'd like to be baptized today, if you've not been baptized, we would love to do that today. Finish out the year taking on a new identity in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Lord, I pray that your face would shine upon us and be gracious. Lord, I pray that you would help us this final week of 2015. Many people still on vacation, some going back to work. Lord, whatever the case, I pray that you would breathe your life into us. Let your light shine into us, Lord, as we go out of these doors today. May we be the salt and the light of the earth. Be a city set on a hill. It's not afraid or not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but let us go from here and be the difference, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed this morning. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next year. God bless.